What up, squad? Mizzy World Entertainment is excited to be back for episode 9. It's been, what, 2 weeks since you guys been hearing from Vern and I? We back to present the most authentic podcast out right now, breaking down the 2021 season, hosted by myself, Mizzy, and Vern Knowledge. What's the dealio, cousin?
Hey, cousin, what's the deal, man? It's been a long time, man. We got to get this. Too much be missed, man.
Facts. We got a lot to run down on, so we about to really just dive right into this, because, listen, like I said, y'all ain't hear from us in 2 weeks, and y'all know how we like to go in, you feel me? So, to start it off, let's start off with the news that we haven't been able to get a chance to speak on since we haven't done a podcast and haven't done an episode in 2 weeks, and the major news, the big news of Henry Ruggs and him being cut by the Raiders, him having a car accident that killed a innocent woman at 156 miles per hour. What was your thoughts on that when that news broke, cousin?
When I first looked at the situation, I thought, like, first of all, like, you're rich, you can have a chauffeur, you can get anybody to drive.
Say this all the time,
You can call somebody, like, you got teammates, you know what I mean? Like, it's people that's probably around you that don't drink at all.
We know it is.
Like, come on, bro. Like, and to put yourself in that situation. Then my second thought was, they said his wife or his fiance was with them. So, and she was sober, I believe. So why didn't she drive?
Right.
That was my second thought. And it's like that. I don't know. The whole situation just doesn't make sense to me. That was my thought. Bro.
At all, and it's got to be just young arrogance, because we see it all the time. Like, what was it? Just 2 years ago, we saw Earl Spence, the boxer, flying down downtown Dallas and damn near killed himself.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? And we see this time and time again. What was it? Chris Henry that was involved in a car accident. Lost his life. I mean, time and time again, it was multiple Dallas players that, I mean, had accidents where something happened. Multiple players all over the NFL where we see, like, it's case after case where why put yourself in that situation, especially when, like, we know, like, you got a 53-man roster. We know at least you close as hell with probably the quarterbacks and the wide receivers. You feel what I'm saying? That's at least probably, like, 10 players right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get, like you said, you got money. Like I said, it's just a young, bro, arrogant thing. You want to drive the Bugatti. You want to push it, do a $160 down.
Right.
Like, I mean, we – like, and to be honest with y'all and to open up and be transparent, we just lost our cousin to something like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, just driving extremely fast.
Reckless.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's a sad situation to see that people still risk it, and not just risk themselves, but risk others. Like you said, you're riding with your fiance. The one you plan to make your wife. And you pushing it. You know what I'm saying? You living in the fast lane. Like
150? Are you on?
Yeah, like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Something pop out real quick, and I be driving sometimes, and you know, like, sometimes people don't cross at lights. So when people cross, like, in the middle of the street or something like that, and you doing a $160,
and they don't see you, they can't react to you.
Exactly. Because, I mean, they got to see you immediately if you're doing that fast. It ain't even like you doing, like, 80 or something. He was doing a 153.
Yeah, that's
so
ridiculous, bro.
I mean, I don't know if that was a relapse to John Gruden being gone, but it doesn't seem like that, because Derek Carr said he was just texting him and Henry Renfrow just right before, like, the accident happened.
Right.
Talking about, can you help me with my golf swings and all that? So it's just perplexing. And
right.
It's a sad story to see such a talented individual.
Young player, coming into his own this season. Young player, bro.
Facts. Second year in the league. You know what I'm saying? I was following them on the gram. It's sad, man. It's a sad story. You feel what I'm
saying?
And
then in today's world of Ubers and Lyfts, like, come on. It's
exactly. Exactly. But like we said, like Shannon Sharp always want to bring up, we know what it is. We know what it is, bro. You feel what I'm saying? You want to pull up in a Bugatti. You don't want to hop on no Uber XL, even though it's still fly. You want to pull up in the Gotti that you pushing. You know what I'm saying? I paid a quarter mil for this John. That's what they, you know what I'm saying? You want to stunt.
You want to stunt. Exactly.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't blame you, but just do it, and you got to do it under caution. You know what I'm saying? You got to realize those are
responsibly.
For a reason. Exactly. Responsibly. Responsibly. That's the exact word I was looking for. Thank you. But let's, how about you lead us into a more positive, like, news segment?
Hey, a more positive football news segment is how about these upsets, man? How about the parity in the NFL at the moment? We have to speak on that, bro. Like,
any given Sunday. This might have been the title for our last episode.
Right. Exactly. We gotta. I mean, this is it might sound cliche at this point, but listen, it's real.
And yeah, we sound like a broken record right now, but
that shit is ridiculous.
Exactly.
Like for me,
competitiveness. Go ahead.
As we talk about, like you said, let's get into the first of all the Bucks back to back losses. Yeah. What you think about that? What's going on with the Bucks?
The defense, honestly, and then they're getting away from the run game. I feel like they're relying too heavily on like the shotgun and the offensive weapons. You feel what I'm saying? You're putting too much pressure on that offense, and we're seeing, although we talk about the rules and it being geared toward the offense and this, that, and the third, but we've just seen it with a lot of these teams. If you get punched in the mouth and you can't punch back, bro, hey, listen,
it's a game of
physicality. Outside, bro.
It's a game of physicality. You have to be physical.
Exactly. It's still a collision sport, not a contact sport. It's still a collision sport. And those collisions, you know what I'm saying? They business decisions. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I look at it and I think, of course, I feel like they'll get it together. They'll be a threat, of course, but it just shows that any given Sunday, you can get tripped up. You know what I'm saying? That Redskins one was just a shocker to me. I didn't even tune into the game because I just knew the Bucks was going to win that joint.
Right.
Looking at it at the third quarter, like, hold up,
we got a ball game, folks.
So, I mean, what was your thoughts as a Brady fan, looking at it and not being a Bucks fan, but really looking at it being a Brady fan and seeing the struggles that they are incurring right now? What are you seeing?
I mean, I'm gonna look at it as a football fan, right? Because I'm obviously a Brady fan, big Brady fan. But I'm gonna look at it subjectively and look at it as a football fan, right? And I'm gonna say, like you said, the defense is not where it's at. The secondary is not what it was. The front seven is not playing like what it was last year. And then they relying too much on a 44-year-old Brady. As great as he is, he's still a 44-year-old man. And then to mention the injuries on offense as well.
Of course.
You see what I'm saying? So it's a combination of all that.
Exactly. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Got a lot of moving pieces going on out there. And then, like we said, I mean, and then they're still the champs, so they're still getting everybody's best shot. It's
best not shot.
Like people forgot they won.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Super Bowl last year.
You can't forget about that.
Exactly. So, I mean, they're still the champs, so he's still getting everybody's best shots. What about all the moving pieces that's been going on in the NFL? Like, what's your opinion on that? And what do you feel about specifically the Rams pushing all the chips into now Rams?
You see, I'm not really into all the put all the chips in. I mean, if it works, it works. But as we've seen in history, it doesn't really work.
Rarely works.
It rarely works. So to see, I mean, we see last on Monday night what y'all did to him. You know, talking about spankage. I mean, obviously the first game with them all together, but you know. You will see how it goes, and then again,
I mean, you had Robert Woods go down that Friday,
right?
And he got their number, but it's still like a thing where that's not an excuse when you got your healthy star quarterback.
Right,
you really don't have any injuries defensively. You just adding pieces. You can't say that's the reason. You feel what I'm saying? So when you were supposed to be Super Bowl contenders with just adding Matt Stafford. You feel what I'm saying?
And Matt Stafford still, and it's Matt Stafford as good as people think he was going to be. I don't know. We don't what they say the what is it? The jig is still up on them.
I mean the
we don't know.
However the saying goes, you know what I'm saying? The verdict is still out on him. You feel what I'm saying? The verdict is still out on him because when you think about it, I mean, he's talented. He's super talented, but it's like you're 0-3 in the playoffs, and like analysts have stated recently, it's not like you haven't had anybody. You've probably had the most talented receiver in the history of the game for 9 years of your career. So
exactly. And then Cooper Kupp, like even right now with the stuff he has, like with the offense that he has now, like Cooper Kupp is the leading receiver in the league. He had the leading
receiver. So it's not like you still don't have weapons. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got Higbee out there, even though they was out there not playing up to what we're used to them playing. But
I mean, they were dropping some passes and stuff.
Exactly. But I mean, to me, I don't know. If I was on the Rams, I would feel like it's desperation and almost like, do you not think we don't have enough already? Do you not believe in what we have in this room right now? Is this enough? Are you still looking? That's the thing that I would be thinking if I'm a player on that roster. That's me, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I see teams, like, for the most part, like you said, when we see teams win Super Bowls, it's because they got that continuity and they click and they bond and they believe in one another. And then at a certain point, they just hit that streak where it's like, oh, damn. They click.
They can't be touched.
Like the most successful team in the history of since we've been watching football, we've never seen moves like this. Mm-hmm. We've never seen moves like this. You feel what I'm saying? We'll see Bill go out and get a Darrell Revis for a year or two here or there. Go out get a Stephon Gilmore here or there.
Or Randy Moss.
They might go out get a Randy Moss here or there. But they not going out there wholesaling trying snatch up every top name on the market. As soon as somebody get free, hey, listen, you trying to come to New England?
Right.
Nah, we building what we got.
And honestly,
so it's just like, and I like Sean McVay. I don't even know.
I think Odell had more better options. Like, I think the Chiefs would have might been. I think the Chiefs a better fit. Honestly.
I think that would have been a lot better fit.
I think Green Bay would have been Green Bay probably would have been a better fit.
You know they're going to pass the ball more. They're going to scheme the ball better. And I think, like, what he would have presented would have been more valuable.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. We got to see. Of course, they got the talent. But, I mean, it's been a lot of teams throughout the history of the game that have tried this. And they had the talent. And none of them, you know what I'm saying, didn't sniff the Super Bowl, really, from what I remember. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can say the Bucks did something like that last year, but not really. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they got AB on the cheaper side. They already had Marcus.
I mean, they already had
Godwin. They already had, you know, they had a roster already. You feel what I'm saying? They added a couple pieces, but
they didn't wholesale quarterback.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't know. Well, we got to see how they're going to put it all together. You know what I'm saying?
Indubitably.
So what are we going to get into next? What you want to talk about next?
We got to talk about my boys, right? We got to talk about my boys.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Let's talk about, the punch in the mouth y'all took by the Denver Broncos and then followed up with the good bounce back win. Who did y'all play on Sunday again?
Say that again?
Who was the opponent y'all played again on Sunday?
Oh, we beat the Falcons. We beat the Braves off the Falcons.
Yeah. A hot Falcons team, a confidence Falcons.
Yeah, exactly. Confidence Falcons team. So this is it, right? So this is exactly it, right? So if we would have went on last week and did our show, I would have told you that we would have beat the Braves off of the Falcons because we needed that loss.
So this is it.
So I'm not saying I'm you feel me, but
you feel me. I
didn't get a chance to say it. But listen. This is exactly what is supposed to happen because we needed that loss because we thought we was cool. We was six game win streak. We feeling ourselves.
Smiling yourselves, man.
Not to mention that Denver was a top five defense. Don't get me wrong. They was playing some scrubs for the most part at the beginning of the season, but they were a top five defense at the midpoint of the season. You feel what I'm saying?
Not only that, they just had lost Vaughn Miller that weekend, right? So it was like a – like, y'all probably overlooking them, underestimating them.
Exactly, man. Underestimating them. They can't beat us. We the Cowboys. We
exactly. We flown. We the 90s we Cowboys now, baby.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
not good. To mention Dak Prescott, didn't practice all week. He was he came out rusty.
Right, yeah.
When you
your opinion on that? What's your opinion on people saying that quite possibly Mike McCarthy should have pulled Dak once he realized that he really was rusty like that?
Honestly,
pull your starter?
I'm like tear in between because I want Dak to be safe. I don't want him to get hurt, but at the same time, I don't want to mess up his confidence. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to say, I'm going to take you out because I think you're probably going to get injured. Like, no, finish the game. You feel me? And we didn't, I want to say we came back, but we did score some points at the end of the game. You feel what I'm
saying?
Right,
right. To build that confidence
and say, I have confidence in you that you're
right, you're, right, right, right. You're not hurt. You're healthy. Enough, you feel exactly. what I'm saying? Facts. Exactly. Yeah.
So I like that decision. I'm not holding up against Mike McCarthy for that. So he cool. But like I said, and then to bounce back the way we did, that's exactly what we needed to do. Because it's like, okay, we got punched in the mouth, and it's like, we know we're a great team. So let's be a great team. And that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, exactly.
On every phase of the game, I mean, getting a block point. I mean, every phase of the game, we was dominant on Sunday. So,
yeah,
we
impressive good, performance.
Man. Impressive
performance.
And like I said, Falcons was coming off confident. I think they just beat a Saints team, I believe, the week before.
Yeah, they just beat the Saints team in New Orleans, I believe.
In New Orleans, the Saints team that beat the Bucs team the week before that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. They beat a confident Saints team.
They was a confident team. You feel what I'm saying?
Like we just breaking down these games and these teams. It's just reiterating the parity and the competitive nature of the NFL right now. Like, it's crazy. But my opinion, I mean, I feel like as far as the Dak situation, you can't do that with your franchise quarterback. If he said he was good to go and he ready to ball, listen, that's the one thing. Like, it's even like when they were talking about with John Harbaugh, when he knew he was gonna go for it on fourth down, but he still asked Lamar Jackson because he, I mean, you know what Lamar Jackson gonna say.
Exactly. But that's why he had
confidence that. You got confidence in him.
Because you're confident knowing that he's gonna say yes.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's a partnership, and you gotta have trust in a partnership. So at the end of the day, you gotta trust him to fight through that and find his way, which, I mean, at the end of the day, like you stated earlier, he did. Y'all got some points at the end of that game. I mean, it's garbage time, but the Rams ain't getting no points at the end of our garbage time. So, listen, every team don't get points at the end of garbage time. And that's always a good confidence builder heading into the next game. That's even with the Rams, the previous game against the Titans. That's probably why they came in flat against us. They ain't had no confidence builder at the end of the Titans game. You know what I'm saying?
Not to mention the Titans, even after Derrick Henry lost.
Hey, listen, let's get into the Titans and the Chiefs then. Let's shift into that. Let's get into the Chiefs and their winning streak, and let's get into the Titans and how they're staying way above float without King Henry.
So this is the thing, right? I'm gonna go Chiefs first, right? The Chiefs, right? What it is? He's doing exactly the opposite of what we said he should, of what we said he was doing, which was taking too many chances, turning the ball over. They said he threw the ball 50 times. He threw the ball 50 times. Of those 50 times, I think like 30 or 40 of those passes were checkdowns. You see what I'm saying?
Against the Raiders.
He's basically taking what the defense is giving him. And what happens? He dominates. Yep.
Of course.
Bro, it's not rocket science.
Exactly. You drop back, hit your back foot. Find that receiver that's wide open in that void. You feel what I'm saying? And when they show the play, or when they show like how defenses are playing them, like they're bailing fast.
They're saying, take this short pass.
Take this 5 to 10 yards.
Exactly.
Because we ain't giving you this 25 to 30. We ain't giving you this chunk.
You're not getting none of this. Cause we know what we know who you are. You're Pat Mahomes. We know what you want to do.
Exactly.
So Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid being the obviously the genius that he is, offensive genius that he is saying, okay, we got to hold it back. And Mahomes being a great quarterback that he is, said, okay, I'm going to hold it back. I got to if we want to be the team that we want to be at the end of the season and make a push for this.
At the end of the day, they don't have the defense to continually put them in situations where they got to defend short fields, where they got to hit the field fast because y'all doing quick three and outs because Pat Mahomes out there scrambling around doing dumb stuff every play.
Benefits their defense when they're on the field more. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's a cycle thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know they're not a ball possession team, but that's what teams are trying to make them be, and it will benefit the defense. Like, you just got to be patient with it, Pat Mahomes. And like you said, he's finally coming to that realization. He even brought it up in a press conference how he said it's not in his nature to play this game. But, hey, listen, if that's what they're giving you, listen, It's going to open up eventually. Those big plays going to open up eventually, but you got to earn it.
Right.
That's all it is. And y'all don't have a run game to earn it with, like, play action. So you got to dink and dunk, and then people going to come start creeping up. Then that's when you can hit them over the top, which eventually y'all did against the Raiders. So, right. I mean, let's get into these Titans, though, because I came in from the rip saying without King Henry, I don't think they might be a playoff team. I was going off the rail. You feel what I'm saying? They're still this physical team. They're coming out executing well. The defense is playing off the charts since then. Kevin Byard might be the defensive player of the year so far. What's your opinion on the Titans and what you're seeing? Can they sustain what they've shown us so far?
I always thought that King Henry was the physical presence, right? I always thought that that run game was the physical presence with King Henry in there. But as he was, obviously, because it's King Henry. But it's actually – it comes down from Mike Vrabel, for real.
Of course.
That defensive-minded coach, defensive player, defensive-minded coach, and that go through the team. It's just a physical team. And even without King Henry, they're still a physical team. And this is a physical mindset team. So, and then they have talent. They have talent on the outside. They got Brown. They got Jones. Julio, you feel what I'm saying? They have talent too, and then their defense is among the best in the league right now, amongst the best in the league right now. So, they one of the best teams in the league right now. Honestly, like you could say that. And can they sustain it? I think so.
That's my question. Can they sustain it though?
I think it's a mindset. I think they can because it's a mindset. I mean, not to mention the AFC is not. You feel me? It's not no dominant teams in the AFC right now.
Anybody can be beat right now.
Anybody can be beat. Ain't nobody taking over right now. Even in the NFC, obviously.
They might not have as high a ceiling as other teams.
Right.
But they might be more
even
consistent
as much talent,
than other
even
teams.
As much talent as other teams. You feel me? Yeah. But they play as tough as any team. You feel me?
And they're going to be the most consistent team. You know what you're going to get.
You know what you're going to get.
So. That's one thing that probably might bode them well as far as this season goes is just their consistency and knowing what team is going to show out there. Because, I mean, other than probably the Packers, they've probably been the most consistent team thus far this year, even though one of their losses came to the Jets. But that was very, very early in this. Well, not very early in the season. That was just a month ago for real. But still, they've been one of the most consistent teams over the course of the season, in my opinion. But what we heading into next?
So next, I was going to say we can do – what you think? I was going to ask – before we get into the 500 teams, I was talking about, the middle-of-the-pack teams that's going to make that playoff push. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Cam coming back to the Panthers?
I think it's a good look. What does it mean? I mean, I really don't know. At the end of the day, it means the Panthers need a quarterback. That's what it means. Sam Darnold isn't the answer. It means I overhyped him and him having a great year. That's what that means.
As far as
anything else, I mean, it's not, oh, my God, they about to. Hey, listen, I like to see that Christian McCaffrey is back in the lineup, but it just shows that they should be looking for a quarterback in this upcoming draft.
That's what I'm saying, though. But looking this year, do you think he can get in there the way he played this past week? You think he can get in there and give them contention for a playoff push?
I definitely think with him in there, they'll be in a now. But can they push in? That's more dependent on the health of Christian McCaffrey more than anything.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
I agree.
I don't know.
And how Cam Newton plays.
Exactly. Like Christian can do everything, but if Cam can't be competent at least, then it's going to be all for nothing. So, I mean, I like the move for them because, I mean, they had P.J. Walker in there who, last time we saw him, he was playing in the XFL. So, and he was balling. I mean, he did good. But as far as the city goes, it's good. For Cam, it's good. But as far as the league, it's not like the league. Cam back with the Panthers. What we going to do? I don't see that. So, what did you think? What you taking from
it? I have similar thoughts. I don't think, like, I mean, like I said, they're gonna get a push for it, but would he get over the top? I doubt it. You know, that NFC is crazy.
You right, know, stacked.
I mean, obviously it's still seven spots, but you know, that bottom, that last five, six, seven, five, six, seven seed.
Yeah, that's gonna be a dogfight right there.
Be tough goings right
there. So exactly. Especially you think about even in their own division. Do you see three teams getting out of the South?
Right.
You see two teams getting out of the South because they still gotta catch the Saints if they go on.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? So
at least.
Exactly.
Not to mention the Bucks.
they ain't catching the Bucks, so
we ain't even talk about them.
Yeah, man, exactly. So,
you know,
what we getting into now?
The team right 500, just above 500 that you think is going to make a push for the playoffs right now, man. I had a couple. Did you have any in mind yet?
I want to hear your take, and then I'm gonna go off of you.
Okay, so me, my first one, it's two AFC teams, right? Because obviously, we talked about the AFC, and like nobody's making a real dominant, you know, push.
I got a team in mind now that you say it, but you might bring them up since you're talking AFC. Go ahead.
So my first one is the Colts, right?
Ooh, that's what I was gonna say.
So the Colts, right? So like, when you look at their last like five games, they won like four of their last five games, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They played the Jags, they played the Jets, they played the Titans tough. They beat y'all. I'm sorry to say that.
Hey, you know, I mean, and they were physical against us too. Right. I was shocked how they came out. It was a nasty one, and I mean, when you got Carson Wentz, who's
right,
like that arm is stronger. He can do more in that inclement weather in comparison to a Jimmy G. It kind of makes sense, but go on.
And when Carson Wentz is not turning the ball over, making jackass plays.
When he's not trying to be Pat Mahomes.
He's Patty Mahomes. He's a good quarterback. You see what I'm saying?
He's a very good quarterback. He's a
competent quarterback.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? So I think they're going to make a little push for it. And my second team, bro, you might be a little – you might not be surprised. You might be a little surprised. But the New England Patriots.
Not surprised.
The New England Patriots is on a four-game win streak.
Not surprised because we all watching the game, and neither of us are surprised that
is Bill
at what they are. I mean, right. like I always like to reiterate, even last year with a 7-9 record, what they went through, it was really kind of good what they did.
Exactly.
This team this year though, they look like they hitting their stride. So
exactly what I'm saying, bro. Like I said,
agree with those two teams,
four game win streak. You got, I'm talking about four games. They had played the Chargers tough, but other three games was convincing wins. Yeah. They played us tough. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? They played the Bucks tough. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah,
watch it. And then there's a Bill Belichick coach team. You feel what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. They're only going to get better. They always start out slow and finish strong for the season. So that's just like their MO.
Right.
Who you got as far as the NFC though? I'm curious to see who you got as the NFC. I'm impressed with who you brought up as far as the AFC.
And so in the NFC, man, I'm trying to say, let me see. I mean, the only people you can probably go with right now in the NFC.
I mean, I ain't really impressed with nothing in the NFC.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, only people. I mean, I would say Minnesota only because, like, they just play everybody tough. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they always in the game. Like, they just like right there. You see what I'm saying? So
and
I would
finally creep back in. That game on the 28th is going to be a huge matchup. That game on the 28th is going to be a huge matchup.
Which one is that?
That's the 49ers and Vikings, especially if we can get I expect us to beat the Jaguars this week, and we bounce back.
Yeah, y'all can get back to 500, man. Listen,
we get back to 500. That game against the Vikings is going to be huge as far as playoff implications go in the NFC.
Exactly.
That's going to be a huge one right there, man. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'd probably say us. I mean, but the Vikings, they got a tough one against the Packers this week. But I would say to look out for us if we could really fall into that groove, get some players back. I mean, I don't know if Raheem is out for the year, but if he is, that's a hurt piece. But if we can really fall into being this team, I feel like we can reel off some wins. Our schedule lightens up over the next few weeks, so we could possibly make a nice push for that wild card spot.
Right.
So, I mean, like I said, I'm not really too impressed with any team in the West right now. Like I said, I think we could make the push, and then like you said, I like the Vikings as well because they're a consistent playoff team from what we've known. Mm-hmm. And been watching football even probably over the past decade.
Yeah, so
they had that winning formula, and then they've always been in the game since we've been watching this whole season. So every game they've been in, every game they played, they've been in. So I definitely agree with that.
Exactly.
So what we're moving into now is this time for mid-season amendment?
Mid-season amendment. So MVP right now? Oh, man.
Who did you take?
It's crazy. I think I took Josh Allen at the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think he's the MVP right now.
Nah, I mean they're a good team, but Josh ain't setting the world on fire right now.
Right. Like right now, honestly, man. I mean, like I said, I hate to be biased, man, but my man Dak right now.
My man Dak right now
is playing lights out. You got Kyler Murray. He missed a couple games. Matt Stafford, he's not playing that well.
If we're going right now, Matt Stafford just had two bad losses. Exactly. So he would definitely probably be the one that's fading.
You know what I'm saying? So, my man, I mean, obviously Dak was hurt, but to come back, you know, take that loss and to bounce back the way we did, we still 7-2, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Poised right there for that number one spot, half a game mm-hmm. back from that number one spot. You feel what I'm saying? So, I'm going to go with my man Dak, bro. You feel me? Like, my man, my man Dak balling. My man, you know, Mel,
hey, listen,
before
the season,
me and Mel was Dak was in top five
there,
and
you
shit.
You feel me?
Yeah, right. Mill was saying Dak not top five. I'm like, man, he gonna prove it this year, and he only doing that, bro. Like, stop playing with my guy.
He's definitely proving it.
Stop playing with my guy.
In my opinion, stop playing my guy, my dude.
You talking
but,
about?
But okay. You want me to go on my MVP then?
Yeah, yeah. Let's bounce back. Yeah, bounce and forth. Go ahead.
All right. For me, I think I had Pat Mahomes as my MVP
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
To start off the season.
Right.
So far, I'm going to go with Kyler. I know he missed the past two games, but hey, listen, MVPs, they might miss games here and there, and I feel like this most recent loss that they had is just a reflection of how much they miss Kyler Murray and how much he is, how valuable he is to that team.
Right. See, my only reason I didn't say Kyler is because of the week before that when they
beat on us.
I'm sorry to say. But they beat
them. Yeah, they spanked us. I mean, but I feel like that was more us coming in and underestimating how Colt McCoy could operate the offense and not being ready for them operating an offense for Colt McCoy.
True.
I don't feel as though it was more so a thing that could be sustained throughout
right.
like multiple games or like a month if they had to. You feel what I'm saying? I think if they had to go without Kyler for a month, they would be best at going 2-2. I don't see them going 3-1 or 4-0 or something like that. You feel what I'm saying? So
right, depending on the schedule.
Exactly. Depending on the schedule, of course. But yeah, I'm gonna amend that and go with Kyler so far. So yeah, all right. I'll jump right into it and do what we gonna do. Coach of the year next.
Let's do
defensive MVP.
Right.
Who did I have at defensive MVP? Nicky Bosa? I think I had Nicky Bosa as my defensive MVP. Nicky Bosa is having a great year. Our defense has been up and down this year, though. So I don't think he's in the discussion for defensive MVP. I'm going to go with the guy that I mentioned earlier in the show. I'm going to say Kevin Byard is the defensive MVP so far. I feel like ever since he's been commanding and taking over that defensive backfield, it's made the life a lot easier for the front seven. And it's shown in the results of how much better that defense has been performing over the past few games. So I'm going to go with Kevin Byard.
Right. Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that. So I think my pick was TJ Watt.
Mm-hmm.
And TJ Watt is having a hell of a season right now.
Yes, he is.
Hell of a season.
He might be in the discussion. You might not need no amendments.
I might not need no amendments, but I am going to add somebody in that discussion. Now,
okay, I want to hear who you got to add.
And I was going to be biased.
Oh, and so my go on freaking my goodness.
I'm not gonna go, but I'm not going to do that today.
No, matter of fact, you got to.
No, you got to. You can throw him in
no,
there.
No, no, no.
You can throw him in there, for sure. But I'm not going to do that.
Quarterback dude, he got to be in the discussion.
Yeah. He got eight picks through nine.
Like 10 picks on the season? Like,
he got 8 picks through nine.
This man catching everything thrown at him.
Yeah.
He got to be in the discussion, man.
Yeah, he's
we
in the discussion.
Throw his name in there. Even if you're not going to throw him in there, what's his name? Tavon Diggs. Is that Diggs? Yeah. We got to throw Trayvon in there.
Yeah. But – you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go in there. I'm going to throw that boy Miles in there, man.
Oh, yeah. I like what Miles has been doing thus far this year. I feel like he's been tailing off the past few games. That's kind of why I didn't throw him in there.
Right.
But I felt like if he would have did it around the six-week mark or, like, the five-week mark, he probably would have been a definite, like, defensive MVP at the time.
I just think he's been the most consistent thing in
definitely.
Cleveland, for real.
Definitely.
Like, that's the only reason I say my dude. You feel me?
And he's leading the league in sacks right now,
I believe he is, yeah.
So, that's I definitely agree with that one. He has to be in the discussion. I had somebody else in mind, too. It might have slipped my mind, though. Yeah, I think it slipped my mind. But, yeah, I think we threw all the names out there that definitely deserved their flowers right now in the midseason as far as being the defensive demons that they are.
Offensive player of the year.
Okay.
And it's crazy because I forgot who I picked. I think I picked Dak as my offensive player of the year. That's who I picked because I didn't want to pick him as my MVP that early in the season.
But that early in the season.
Before he even played the game yet, you feel me? So I said I definitely picked my man Dak. But at offensive player, yo, honestly, man, it's crazy because at first I wanted to go with an injured player, what's his name? Henry.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got hurt.
Right. But then
now I'm still thinking about an offensive player that's hurt right now. And I'm gonna say Nick Chubb because he is a big part of that Cleveland offense. And when that Cleveland offense like is successful when he's in there, and he's putting up numbers. So,
yep. I mean, what he's got the highest yards per carry average of any running back ever since he's come in the league.
It's
safe to say that he's a pretty productive running back.
And then, like, Baker Mayfield just looks a lot more comfortable when he's
Yeah, the offense is,
you feel me?
I feel like everybody knows their place when Chubb is in there.
Right.
Yeah. I can definitely agree with that.
Chubb's in there, like, because if Dak don't win the MVP, he definitely gonna be up there for the offensive player. You got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding me somehow, some way. That's a fact, though. That's a fact, man.
He did.
But as far as offensive player of the year, I said Christian McCaffrey, right?
I believe so. Yep.
So for me, for the offensive player of the year, I'm gonna go with your guy. I'm gonna give the flowers out where the flowers are due. I'm gonna definitely give it to Dak thus far since I didn't throw him in my MVP conversation. Like you said, I feel as though the way he's been playing thus far this year from beginning to end, the consistency, he had one slip up and that was a game. He came back off an injury and clearly wasn't himself. But his consistency and all that is going to definitely have him in the top five MVP conversations. And if he falls short of that, then I feel like he's right there in the bearings to grab that offensive player of the year award. Because he, I mean, like, I mean, I feel like exactly what you said. Like, if he continues at this pace, he has to bring some type of award home this year, exactly. In my opinion. You feel me? Right. So he'll be at the award show taking something home.
I'm glad
so
you
for me, said that's it. My offensive player of the year. And
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, he's having a great year. He's proven to be clearly a top five quarterback, not even right. Probably a borderline top five quarterback. He's been one of the most reliable QBs thus far this year. There's nothing you can say, man. He bounced back very strong after a tumultuous offseason and a strenuous rehab. You feel what I'm saying? I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
Can I throw an honorable mention up in there real fast though? Just to give my man Aaron Rodgers some love too.
Oh yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, A-Rod. Then I was thinking even Devontae on that side. It's a lot you can do as far as with the Packers because they definitely deserve some flowers as well. But I felt like they got a lot of flowers last year with their awards.
I'm saying, but A-Rod the reigning champ. So I mean, you gotta say
reigning MVP. And he's still exactly reigning MVP. He's balling thus far this year. He only had one slip up that was really early in the season, but I still feel like, I mean, the most recent one we remember him, like, I mean, I don't know. They dominated the Seahawks, but it really wasn't like a A-Rod dominant performance. I don't know. But yeah, A-Rod always in the convo. So for me, let's go into what we doing. Head coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Who did I have? I had Bill, right?
Bill.
Yeah, I had Bill as my coach of the year. I feel like Bill's having a great year coaching-wise. I feel like if he keep this streak going, he's definitely going to be in the conversation. Right. To just throw another name out there, of course, the guy we already mentioned, Mike Vrabel.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? The lazy eye. You know what I'm saying? Yes, so, for me, right now, if you had to give an award out, it would be for Mike Vrabel. He will be the coach of the year right now, so... Yes, I believe you probably would agree. I think everybody in the league and everybody that watches football will probably agree with that.
Yes, sir. I see. Yes, sir. And I think I had Andy, if I'm not mistaken. I had Andy up there. Obviously, I think Andy definitely going to be – I think he's going to be up there, especially if the Chiefs can bounce back the way I think they can bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
And just to throw another name out there, man, I think Barry.
Oh yeah, Cliff.
Cliff.
I forgot about Cliff.
Yeah, you got to go Cliff out there.
I forgot about Cliff. Shout out to Cliff, man.
Yeah, I always get it. I always forget his name. That joint kind of hard. It's like kangaroo.
Yes, sir. Kingsbury. Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah, man. Cliff definitely deserves some flowers. What they 8-2 so far this year. Right. Close loss to the Packers. This most recent one was a terrible one, but I mean, listen, they need their MVP back, that's for sure. So, I definitely got to keep Cliff in the talks.
No doubt. So we're gonna get into. So I think it's time for like our you did your fade five. And then move into our top 10, and then our upsets.
Okay. So, you want me to start with the fade five?
You can go.
You can go.
Cause I ain't even pick my gym video. Go ahead.
Hey, listen.
I got them written down though.
I really didn't either, but I feel like it's a lot of good matchups this week, and we can just really go through them. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm gonna start off with the first one. That's this Thursday night game. I feel like this is a huge matchup for both teams to really teeter their seasons. I feel like if the Patriots right now get this dub, because the Bills got a tough one against the Colts this week, which I'm gonna speak on later in my mm-hmm. Fade Five picks. But I feel like the Patriots can make a real push and make a real statement to the league this Thursday. Against the Falcons, but they're going to be in Atlanta, and Atlanta might have some fight in them, some punch in them. You feel what I'm saying? Right. So
especially
I feel like that's going
to
be
punch in the mouth.
Exactly. I feel like that's going to be an unexpectedly good game, and I got the Patriots in a close one. I'm going to say 27-21.
Okay.
Moving into the next game, the game I already just mentioned, I'm going to say the Colts and Bills. That's a huge game as well. game that's going to have huge implications as far as how playoff season goes, as far as the AFC. You got the Bills at 6-3. You got the Colts at 5-5. Colts on a hot streak right now playing physical. John Taylor's playing off the charts. That's probably somebody that we forgot as far as an offensive player of the year. This dude is amazing when you watch him. The Bills, we know what's going on as far as what they're doing as far as the AFC North and everything. So I feel like they still haven't showed that they've been the Bills of the past 2 years as far as dominance goes. But I feel like that's going to be a good game. I'm going to go with a slight upset. I'm going to go with the Colts. A close one. I'm going to go with the Colts 30-24. In Buffalo. Yeah. Yeah. So keep that in mind as far as my upset picks go too. You feel me?
Right.
Moving into the next game. Now, this game may not sound big or huge or like, oh, why are we tuning into this one? But this is a huge game. Ravens versus Bears. The Ravens moving, having to go into Chicago, having to bounce back from getting punched in their mouth in Miami.
Speak on that too. That's crazy.
And they gotta show some consistency. They started off slow, then they hit a streak where I think Vernon and I had a segment where we were asking, are they the best team in the AFC?
Right.
And then they hit a stretch now where they had a few bad losses, and I'm still confused on what's going on with them right now, where they're at. Lamar Jackson seemed like, I mean, I don't think he regressed as far as his passing went, but I don't know what he was doing this past Thursday against the Dolphins. I don't know if it was just a short week messing with him, but they look fatigued. They look tired. They need a good, strong win. But we know the Bears are a tough team, especially with Justin Fields at the quarterback. And right. It's not going to be an easy win going into Chicago. And they're going to be ready to snatch that dub and mess up the Ravens season even more. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm going to go with the Ravens. And a double-digit win, but like a 10-point win. I'm going to say 27-17, Baltimore.
Okay.
So moving into game number four,
yep.
I'm going to go with the Saints and Eagles for a few different reasons. I feel as though this is a huge game as far as NFC playoff implications go, as far as that how that wild card season could go, with the Eagles looking like they may want to not fold in the season. They had a very good win this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. Who did they beat? I forgot who they beat, but they had a very good win. It was an impressive win to me. Yeah, they beat the Broncos in a convincing fashion. And they look like they're not, like, packing it in this year, and they want to try to make a push for the playoffs. So a win against the Saints will bode well, but the Saints, they need a bounce-back win. They need a bounce-back win if they're going to be a playoff team this year. So I think that's a huge one. I'm going to go with the Saints in a close one in Philly. I'm going to say 20-17.
Okay,
Saints.
That's a Philly Saints game too.
Yes, sir. And then to move into my final game, I'm gonna go with y'all game, Cowboys and Chiefs. I feel like that's the America's game of the week this week. Huge implications as far as the NFL go. Maybe a Super Bowl preview. Not to jinx either team, but they are two very strong teams, two teams that you could easily see going on a run in the playoffs, especially when you look at the weaknesses throughout the teams of the NFC and how the Cowboys can operate and operate offensively. They can pass the ball. They can run the ball. Defensively, they're opportunistic. So it's not beyond the realm that they could be a Super Bowl team. And then the Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl the past 2 years. So if they start hitting their streak, 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to wind up being the favorites to go to the represent the AFC in the Super Bowl regardless. So, listen, that's going to be a big game. Woo! I'm going to go with your boys, man. I feel like they need a big victory. I'm going to go with another upset. I'm going to go with the Cowboys, man. I'm going to go with the Cowboys, 31-30. You know what I'm saying? I see a very, very close game. I see Dak Prescott getting it at the end and closing it with a game-winning field goal.
Mm.
Yeah, man, I see a close one, but I see the Cowboys finding a way to eke out a big prime time win, even though it's not on like Sunday night or nothing like that. I think it's right. America's game of the week this week, so most of the nation will be watching it.
Damn! Thanks for the confidence, cuz.
Thanks for the.
All right, let me get into my joints, man. So, my first joint, I had the Colts and the Bills, man. I picked this game because I think the Bills, they had an ugly loss against the Jaguars a couple of weeks ago. They came back with a bounce back win. It was against.
And we got to say this: stop going on Peyton and Eli show. You know what I'm saying? Before your games, bro. They got the curse on that joint, bro. Once the Bills lost to the Jags, I said, that's real. That joint real. They on there doing an X or something. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what they doing in there, bro.
Facts.
But definitely, and then I think the Colts, if they could get, you know, obviously beat the Bills team, that's a competent AFC team, you know, get a big win against the Bills. I think that'd be big, but I'm going to go with the Bills in a very, 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 very close one. I'm talking like 24-27 Bills. It's going to be competitive. Go down right down to the wire.
Ooh, that's a game we can come and speak on next week, how that one played out, especially with us picking two different winners.
Right. So it's going to be a big one. The next one I went with a division game. I went with the Packers and the Vikings. Only because, like I said, the Packers is the number one team right now in the NFC, I believe.
I was looking at that game.
Arizona. But I think, the Vikings play everybody well, bro. And then this is mm-hmm. a division game, like I said. So they know Green Bay, you feel me? So they always play Green Bay tough. So I thought this was going – I think this is going to be a good game, close game. So as far as who wins it – I'm going to go with the Packers and not so convincing one, but kind of convincing by a touchdown. I'm going to go 28-21 Packers.
Okay.
I think, it's probably going to be tied up late, and they're just going to give it back to Aaron Rodgers. He's going to throw a touchdown pass. It's over.
It's over. Yeah, I mean, that's typically how their games go, close game. But if A-Rod end up with it at the end, shit, even if Kirk Cousins end up with it at the end, the Packers going to end up scoring.
Exactly. You know, Kirk.
He ain't for the big games. He ain't for the big games, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. My next game, I went with the Bengals and the Raiders, bro. I think this is a big game for both teams. Obviously, the Raiders need a bounce.
Huge game for both teams.
You know what I'm saying? The Bengals, you know.
I think AFC playoff implications.
Right, exactly.
Wild card implications.
Exactly. So then I think the Bengals had a bye this week. But they need a big win. The last time they played, they lost to the Browns. Big.
Got punched on by the Browns.
Punched
on by the Browns. After a big victory against the fucking Ravens.
Exactly. You know, big game for both teams. Needing a victory. Especially for the Raiders to keep pacing that competitive AFC West over there. You see what I'm saying? So I think this is big for both teams. I'm going to go with the Raiders. I'm going to think the Raiders is going to pull it out.
Raiders at home.
I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with the Raiders at home, Derek Carr at home. I'm going to go with a dog fight, man. I'm going to go with a defensive game. I'm going to go with like a 17-21 type joint. Raiders joint. I think it's going to be a good game.
Okay.
The next game I went with, it's not surprising, I went with the Giants and the Bucks.
Okay. What's your reasoning behind that one? I was looking at that game as well, but the Giants don't pop to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Giants. The only reason the Giants, because I think the Giants too, I think they only got one blowout loss this year. They pretty much play everybody competitive. They just not a good team. They got a lot of injuries on their team. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the Bucks with the big bounce back back to back loss. You see what I'm saying? So how was Tom Brady going to respond? How was the team going to respond? How was that defense going to respond? And they going to get, like you said, they've been getting everybody's best. So I mean, you can only think that the Giants is going to play their best Sunday. So
Exactly.
Like, gonna be. I think that's an intriguing game. You know, obviously because I'm a Brady fan, and I'm like, yeah, they gonna bounce back from that two game loss. And
agreed. I mean, I feel like that's a huge game simply because if they lose that one, it's panic time. It's not it's too much time. Really yeah. like going on
like a must,
like with
like
the Giants. But I mean, if you like lose back to back to Trevor Siemian,
exactly,
then to Taylor Heineke, and then to Danny Dimes,
and then Danny Dimes. Oh yeah.
Listen, it's panic button for the defense at least. You feel what I'm saying? That's panic button for that defense, baby.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I agree with that.
That's big. I think so. With that being said, I think they're going to bounce back. I think they're going to have a good win. I think it's going to be a convincing win. I'm going to go with something like 31-17 type joint. Okay. Bucks. I think Tom Brady is going to pass it all over the field on me. He's going to bounce back strong, knowing that he needs this win. He needs to win convincingly. Needs to win, not convincingly, but at least have a strong outing. You feel me? So I'm going to go 31-17 Bucks. And with like you, I went with the Cowboys and Chiefs for the last, for the fifth, for the fade five. Cowboys and Bucks is just an intriguing game. You know, like you said, I think the Chiefs is starting to, you know, get into – to where they, you know, getting back to their own, to where they was when they was in the Super Bowl talks and everything. So it's going to be an intriguing game, possible Super Bowl matchup. You feel what I'm saying? Maybe playoff implications. Obviously, it's two different conferences, but you know, I think it's going to have a playoff feel to it. You feel what I'm saying? Two good teams.
Definitely going to have a playoff atmosphere to it.
Playoff, definitely playoff atmosphere.
And KC, you feel what I'm saying? And Arrowhead.
Which is a tough place to play.
I mean, we know just like anything in competition, styles make fights, styles make the game, styles make the competition. And the fact, like, y'all, that's two contrasting styles right there. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like as long as y'all both show up, it's going to be a very, very intriguing game.
Right, exactly. And if we play, we both, like you said, we both play to the standards that we both can play at, it's going to be a hell of a game. But, you know, being a Cowboys fan, I got to have confidence in my team, right? So
I would hope so.
I'm going to have confidence in my team today and pick my boys in a very, very close one, a very, very competitive one. I think it's going to be a barn burner. I think we're going to put up some points on that defense, though. I think they're going to, you know, Pat Mahomes is going to stay right there. Like you said, our defense is opportunistic, but that's hurt us a little bit, you know, recently, too. So I think that Pat Mahomes is going to get – he is going to do some things against us. So I'm going to go with a 35-28 win against the Chiefs this year. It's going to be a very competitive game, like a shootout this week.
Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that.
So that's my fade five right there.
Okay. What's time for the power rankings?
Power rankings, and then we do our upset, and that's a wrap.
Okay. So you want to start with the power rankings, or you want me to dive into it?
Honestly, you can dive into it, because I'm still...
You still, you know what I'm saying?
Got one more spot.
All right. Well, this is a combination of week 9 and 10 power rankings, although this is episode 9, just because, I mean, it's a combination of the two. We're going to start off at 10. I got the Pats. They crept up into my top 10. I like what they're doing. I feel like they're a very strong team, and they're trending upwards, in my opinion. So this is a team that they're trending to keep climbing up the top 10, in my opinion. At 9, I have the Rams. At 9, I got the Rams. I feel like their back-to-back losses have been very alarming, although they've accumulated all this talent. You got to win, baby. You feel what I'm saying? And you got punched in the mouth back-to-back. And listen. That's something that, I mean, you can address it and you can get it fixed, but will you? It's got to be shown. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you can't get it sold up, and listen, I mean, you in that NFC and you quite possibly got to go up to Green Bay to get a playoff win. Listen, those hits don't feel good. You feel what I'm saying? If you got to quite possibly go to Jerry World to get a playoff win, listen, you got to go up against Zeke and Pollard. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a two-headed beast right there. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that's definitely got to be addressed. And if they can't get that addressed, then I don't know what's going – the names ain't going to matter. You feel what I'm saying? Right. all that Von Miller stuff ain't gonna mean nothing if you got George Kittle pancaking your ass out there. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You dig what I'm saying? Shout out to Skip. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At eight, I got the Bucks.
Okay.
At eight, I got the Bucks. They had two terrible back-to-back losses. I feel like their back-to-back losses are more so on the injuries, the defense not being on the same page, moving pieces out there, and the simple fact that they're still the champs. You feel what I'm saying? With Tom Brady, you feel what I'm saying? They still have this huge, huge bullseye on them. So when you're coming out and you missing pieces on defense and you can't stop Taylor Heinicke, and you got to sling it all these times against a very good pass rush in a Washington football team, it doesn't bode well. You feel what I'm saying? I do think they're going to turn it around, but they have some stuff to address and some people to get back health-wise to get that ship turned around. At seven, I got the Ravens. The Ravens have been up and down. Like, everybody in my bottom half besides the Pats, who they're just skyrocketing up my power rankings, they're kind of, like, trending downwards. Like, what was going on with the Ravens on Thursday night?
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
That's the 21-10. Like, y'all got beat on by a hurt Tua.
Exactly. And Tua, like, they made Tua like he was pretty good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was healthy out there, John. Healthy and good. Like, my man out there hobbled and small as a mug, just doing what he wanted. Like, come on, man. Like, that defense has got to be a lot more consistent. That offense has got to be more consistent, 10 points. Like, come on, man. The turnovers, you got to cut them out. L-Jack, stop pressing and really sit back there and execute the offense as it's scripted. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he's falling into the Pat Mahomes Superman effect of trying to make every play be the home run play. Like, take what's there. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he was missing some handoffs. Like, some of the reads he should have just gave to the running back, he was missing. Some of the reads he should have kept, he was missing. You got to stay inside the script, L-Jack. So, moving on. At what we at, six?
Believe so, yeah.
At six, I got the Bills. The Bills, they coming off a bad loss. Right. Well, not a bad loss. They actually won this past weekend, right? But they
had a late loss 2 weeks ago against the Jags.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So they like had nine, that bad six. Loss. Exactly, 6-9.
Like, come to on.
Nine. Like, who do the Jags got on defense? Miles Jack must have been out there playing everything.
Well, you know the boy, what's his name? The thing, Josh Allen. On defense.
Oh, yeah, Josh Allen. He picked off Josh Allen.
Picked off and set Josh Allen.
Everybody know Josh Allen. Right. But, yeah, they got Josh Allen out there, you know what I'm saying? But the Bills, I feel like this back half of my top five, they got a lot of potential. They got a very high ceiling, but the consistency has to come.
Right.
That's number one, you feel what I'm saying? So let's get into my top five, where I feel like the teams are getting more consistent and are definitely trending upwards. For me, it's the Cards at five now. I said they're more consistent, even though they got just beat on. But that's just one bad loss out this season. I feel like every team in this top 10 has had a bad loss this season. And they just had theirs without their starting quarterback. So it's understandable without their number one wide receiver. Listen, they just got punched on. They're about to move into their bye. Hopefully, they get things together and turn it around. I got the Cards at five. At four, I got the Chiefs. They're on a four-game winning streak, looking like they're getting how the Chiefs got their groove back. You dig what I'm saying? That's what it's looking like right now, is being patient. That's how the Chiefs got their groove back. You feel what I'm saying? Taking that defense and saying, listen, we're not going to put y'all on the field like y'all the 85 Bears. You know what I'm saying? We know y'all opportunistic defense. We know we got to put the pressure on other offenses for them to feel like they got to keep up with us. And that's when y'all at y'all best. So they've been more patient and it's bowling well for the Chiefs. At three, I got the Cowboys. I want to put the Cowboys up there a little higher. But, hey, when you get punched on by the Broncos, listen. But the bounce back was also, like, marvelous. You feel what I'm saying? It was a great, strong bounce back. I feel as though they're definitely Super Bowl contenders this year as far as what I see in the NFL. Because, like I said, every team has had a bad loss. The Cowboys had their bad loss with their quarterback coming off an injury. So, listen, it is what it is. That's another bad loss that's very, very understandable to me. And then you add in a very good one against the Vikings team with your backup. So, yeah, Cowboys are my number three team. At two, I got the Titans. I was flip-flopping between who I was going to put at two and who I was going to put
me
at
too,
one.
Me too, man. That's crazy. We probably got the same one and two.
Exactly. So, for me, I put the Titans at number two simply because who the best players are. You know what I'm saying? And when you don't have your best player, no matter how much you win, no matter how consistent you are, how good you are, I can't put you ahead of the number one team in the Packers when they have Aaron Rodgers.
They got Aaron Rodgers and
Devontae Adams. What's the cornerback name over there that's shutting everything down?
Alexander.
Yeah, Xavier. You know what I'm saying? So when you got your pieces in there and then with them missing some pieces that also came back, that allows some of their other pieces a chance to step up. So you got exactly. You got Rashawn Gary finally coming into his own because you had some people missing. So now you got somebody on the other side of Smith. So listen, they look good. You feel what I'm saying? They look good. I don't know. I'm going to ask you this. If the Packers win the bowl, do you still think A-Rod is like, get me out of here?
Damn, that's a great question, Cuzzo, because, you know, winning can cure all.
We would think.
We would think. But I don't know, man. I think I'm going to say no just because of the way things happened in the offseason and the way it went down and how the way Aaron Rodgers went about it. I'm going to say no, but I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he stayed.
Right. Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah,
exactly. I agree. I'd say I still think he'd probably be like, I'm gone. But
yeah. Like, I want to go with y'all, whatever we did, what we did, I'm going to move on. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. It still is what it is. You know what I'm saying? One and done, baby.
Right. Let's go. All right.
I'm out of here. They're going to be like, damn, bro.
Hasta la vista, baby. I'm into my joint real fast, you know what I'm saying? So at number 10, man, I got Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? I got them so low just because of the losses. I mean, if you look at all they wins, even they wins is what they was quite, you know, they had to be comeback wins. You feel what I'm saying? Down
only
late.
Good win look, they really had was against the Chargers, and that sent the Chargers season into a tailspin, and that win's not looking so strong now. So.
Exactly. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? And they rely a lot on Lamar making spectacular plays, a lot similar to what, you know, what they was doing in Kansas City, you feel me? Like relying on, you know, Pat Mahomes to make that big play. You feel what I'm saying? They relying too much. I think they just putting too much on Lamar at the moment. And see, I mean, they got a lot of injuries though. Don't get me wrong. You feel what I'm saying? But you know, I think the everybody around Lamar had to step up a little bit more.
I think it's the defense that really has
to do more.
I mean, you
got to help them out.
You can you can do more ball control. You can do more possession offense when you know your defense is not going to be giving up chunk plays all the time or be getting gashed all over the place. You feel what I'm saying? But when you're pressing in, like you said, you coming back all the time, it's kind of hard to not say Lamar Jackson run all over the field and sling it all over the field. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. So at number 9, I'm gonna go with the Chiefs. I think like they're trending up, definitely. Only reason I put them so low, not as high as you, just because it was one game. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not taking too much from it. You feel what I'm saying? Like
it was the win streak that they're on. Streak is the consistency that they've had in the win streak. But I definitely get what you're saying because I mean, outside of that Raiders win, that win streak was very subpar.
Yeah,
honestly,
the other win was. It wasn't really convincing. I think they won on some close last week.
I mean, they barely beat the Giants. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I'm like, you know, that's why I put them not as high. You feel what I'm saying? But I do like what I see with the Chiefs right now. At number 8, I got New England, bro. I think New England is trending up right now, man. I think obviously, like I said, we talked about it earlier.
I had a feeling you would have them in your top 10. I feel like a lot of people are going to have them in their top 10 with. I mean, they only got 4 losses, and the best teams in the league got 2 losses. Right. So they're
Even in them 4, I think 3 of the 4 losses was competitive against great teams. You know, obviously, like this, they played us into overtime.
Exactly. So Bucks was a close loss.
Bucks to a close loss. So it was they playing good teams well. You feel what I'm saying? So I think, like I said, trending up. I think the defense is going up. I think the defense, obviously, a Bill Belichick coach defense is going to get it together. And, you know, I think they just peaking right around the time with Bill Belichick team start to peak. And not to mention, bro, we got to talk about Mac Jones and how, like, we talk about
his maturity,
like,
his growth,
the maturity, the growth, and how, like, he's just the perfect quarterback for that system and for Bill Belichick's quarterback system.
It's not to, like, put too much on him too fast, but he looks like a young Brady. You
feel and he looks like he can handle it, bro. He looks
like
he can
exactly, handle it, bro. Exactly. He knows like exactly what Bill wants. He can handle all that strong. And he can go out there and perform. So
exactly. So I think New England is definitely trending up right now. Number seven, I'm gonna go Tampa Bay. I think obviously two back-to-back losses, but I still think they're a top 10 team. Obviously, they're still defending champs. They need to get that defense together. And then they need to get their playmakers back. Obviously, I think I just looked at a stat. They 5-0 with Aaron with AB there, and they think 1-2 without him. So they need to get more weapons out there, get their weapons back, and then they need to get Gronk back healthy. You feel me?
Yeah, that's true. That's stuff that we're forgetting about. That huge hit that Gronk took. What was that, on a Thursday night?
Yeah, exactly.
Was we watching that game? I think you barely missed it. I was like, this man just got blasted on.
Yeah,
like,
we had rewinded.
That joint was crazy. The fact he came back in that game was amazing.
I think that's why he's so hurt, because he came
back. Because he came back and put more damage on it.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I think once they get everybody back, they should be okay. You feel what I'm saying? So I got them.
Of course.
Number six, I put the Rams up there. I think the Rams, obviously, I mean, you got to put them in the top 10 just because of their talent, the acquisitions. You know what I'm saying? They still, like, it was one game, you know. I'm not making too much of it. They didn't put it together, but I think it's going to take some time, obviously, like anything good. You feel what I'm saying? So I think with a little time, they should get better. You would hope, you would think so. They would get better with that, with all the talent. You feel what I'm saying? Like that's it. I think Robert Woods was a big loss, but at the same time, you just acquired Odell Beckham Jr., who was one of the top receivers in the league at one point. So.
Exactly, just a few years ago. I mean, he's coming off a bunch of injuries and all that stuff, but for what you're asking him to do, he should be able to
fill that role. You still got Cooper Kupp on the other side and Higbee in the middle, and you see what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I think they still going to be a good team, obviously, once they
– I mean, they're talent-wise, there's no excuse. Let's just put that out there.
And then I will hope – you know, the greatness of, you know, what they say McVay is, I would think he would eventually put it together. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So they're still in my top 10. So, again, to the top five, I got Buffalo. Obviously, they just came off a big bounce back win. You know, we talked about them in the loss against the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
The big bounce back win, I think they needed that. It was against the Jets. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not putting too much emphasis on it. But it was a bounce back win that they needed, you know, similar to what we needed, losing it to the Broncos. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? I think they're a top five team. I think when they put it together, they're hard to beat. I think they do got to get their run game going. I think they rely too much on the legs and feet. I mean, legs and arm of Josh Allen. You see what I'm saying? Putting too much on him. And then for him to have so much talent around him, I think there's no excuse for them at this point.
They probably had more outside talent than any of the other teams that rely heavily on their quarterbacks.
Exactly.
You could argue the Chiefs maybe, because with Kelce and Hill, of course. But when you think about as far as the two and three receivers go, I mean, the three and four receivers go, like, they got some depth.
Exactly. So you would think they would get it. They would put it together eventually. Four, I got the Arizona Cardinals. Obviously, I'm not, like you said, I'm not putting too much emphasis on that loss, but they did get a nice victory the week before that. Mm-hmm. So it shows me that it's next man up mentality, that it should be next man up mentality. And they can win in spite of not having that quarterback, in spite of not having Kyler Murray. They showed that they can.
Right.
So I think, like I said, I'm not putting too much into that loss. I do think they're a top five team, because Kyler Murray is eventually going to come back and be playing well again. But B-Hop is going to come back and be playing well again. So, obviously, they're still a top five team. Number three, I'm going to go with the Cowboys, just like you. I think our top three is the same. I think I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I didn't put us – you know, I was thinking about putting us top two, one and two, but I was like, no, I'm not going – you know, jinxes.
Not yet. I mean, listen.
You know what I'm saying? Not yet.
I
we
feel
not
like y'all got the opportunity to
we got the opportunity to put
a stamp that y'all a top two team.
I tell you this, if we can have a great performance against the Chiefs tonight, next week or this week coming up, I think we gonna be saying something about that number one spot. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I definitely see us trending up right now. At number two, Tennessee, obviously. I put Tennessee at number two as well. Like you said, I think without Derrick Henry, it's just like, I mean, they're a physical team, but I don't think teams fear them per se without that presence of Derrick Henry. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, before it's like, damn, I got to go stop Derrick Henry. Like, now it's just like, oh, okay, I don't have to stop Derrick Henry, so I can focus more on these other aspects. I can focus more on Julio. I can focus more on AJ Brown.
Right.
So I can focus more on the outside instead of having to worry about, you know, Adrian Peterson, whoever they got running the ball. Not to be, you know, but throw shade on who's on the backfield right now in Tennessee, but it ain't Derrick Henry. You feel what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, listen, when you say AP in 2021, it is laughable. Yeah, it's not like it's not 2014 out of this mug. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So.
AP, how you still hooping, bro?
What's up, bro?
How did somebody find your number? Somebody
right,
must
they might as well
in
give me
closet.
A call.
Like, oh,
hey, I'm about to go see if I can get a tryout.
Thanks.
But yeah, then at number one, Green Bay, man. You know, the reigning MVP, Aaron Rodgers, when he's in there, they're just going to be a tough out. And then now, in the way that defense is playing, man, then, like I said, with A-Rod, the weapons he got, Aaron Jones, Davante Adams. Even they other receivers, Valdez Scantlin, what's his name? Valdez Scantlin, maybe making plays. What's his name? Lazard, be making plays. And they got a nice tight end. I forget his name, but he got a nice tight end. He be making plays too. So you can never you can never count out Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Not to mention they're reigning NFC champions. One or two plays away from probably being in the Super Bowl. So
exactly.
You got to go with the Green Bay Packers.
Right. Yeah, I mean, completely agree. Like you said, top three, top five, very, very similar. So just a few pieces shifted here and there. So
right, exactly.
Let's get into our upset picks and wrap this pup up.
Let's do it.
You want to go first? I think I'm 3-6 now.
Yeah, I'm 6-3, if I'm not mistaken, or 5-3, 6-3. We did. It was 9 picks already, right? Yeah, it was 9 picks. So I'm 6-3. What you say your joint was?
I think I'm 3-6.
Right. So I'm 6-3. Right.
Yeah.
So
all right. So I'm gonna go with one of my fave 5 games, and I'm gonna go with the Colts in the upset in Buffalo over Buffalo. I feel like they need this win. I feel like Buffalo is vulnerable to what the Colts can present, and they're going to be hungry for a win. So I got the Colts.
Right. Okay. All right. That's a nice pick.
They heavy upsets too. A touchdown underdog.
To me, okay. I'm gonna go in a different direction. I'm gonna go Washington over the Panthers, man.
Ooh. Only
big Washington coming off a big win against the Bucks. I think they need some momentum. You know, they one of them teams that they probably be fighting and keep pace with, you know, that try to get that 7th seed. So, you know, Ron Rivera.
Yeah, they can get that win.
And I think that's a big game, too, because I think it's Ron Rivera going back to, you know, to Carolina, you know, Cam Newton to quarterback again over there. You feel what I'm saying? But I think Ron going to come over there and have a good game. I think Tyler Haneke, he's actually playing some okay football right now. You feel what I'm saying? Like
He's playing competent football. He's a starter for a reason.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So I got the Washington Redskins, bro, and to get one over in Carolina.
The Washington football team. You know what
Washington
saying?
Washington football team.
For
right,
their
sponsor right.
or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
right. Washington football team.
Right.
I like that pick too. I could definitely see that upset, especially with the Panthers coming off such a big win, coming off a high horse, and then they getting Cam ready to get the start. And you know, Cam can come in there and he could either be great or he can come in there and mess some stuff
be
up.
Not so, so great.
exactly. So I definitely agree with that. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Hey, man. Shout out to the league for being so competitive, man.
Facts.
I love this football, baby.
They went in on this 17-game season
this year, man.
Listen, ain't nobody floating in early. You feel what I'm saying? Nobody. Exactly. Even the Jags out here getting even more competitive every week.
Everybody's best, bro. The Jags, you know, that was a amendment we had too. We had, remember how we was picking the our surprise team. Yeah, we ain't even speak on that. But for good reason, cause I was wrong in the mug.
Yes, sir. But we'll speak on that next week, though. We can speak on the surprise team. Speak next on the week, surprise. Man. You know what I'm saying? But y'all know what it is, man.
You feel me? Pick a new surprise team.
Oh, for sure. You know what I'm saying? And just talk about, of course, like the teams that surprised us thus far, and then if we think they can sustain it. You know what I'm saying? Right,
exactly.
Because it's still what? What we still got? 8 games, 7 games for a lot of teams.
Exactly. Week 11. Yeah.
We still got a lot of foosball left, baby.
7-8 games left, baby.
Y'all know what it is, man. Stay tuned for episode 10. This is episode 9 wrapping up right now. A little longer than usual because we had to make up for missing last week. Mad Mizzy Sports, Mizzy World Entertainment, Vern Knowledge. Follow us on Instagram. Gang.